Welcome to another in the series of Grant Thornton's Pensions Advisory Podcasts. In this edition, we'll be looking specifically at some of the issues around the PPF levy that face trustees and sponsors. To make sense of those issues, I'm joined by my colleagues from the Pensions Advisory Team, Kevin Hollister and Jamie McKenzie. Both are very experienced pensions professionals. Kevin's an actuary, Jamie an accountant, but both have a huge experience working with trustees and sponsors on their schemes over many years. First question then, Jamie, very simply, what is the Pension Protection Fund?
So the Pension Protection Fund is a lifeboat fund that was established by the government via the Pensions Act 2004. And what it does is it pays compensation to members of all eligible defined benefit pension schemes in the case where their employer or employers become insolvent.
Right.
And to fund the PPF, there is a PPF levy, which is a compulsory levy, which is annually charged to all eligible DB pension schemes in the UK.
Right.
And it's a kind of akin to an insurance premium. So the amount you're required to pay is dependent on the sum that you insure and the probability of you making a claim, so the probability of your scheme entering the PPF.
Right, okay. And so then there's a very complex calculation, I'm sure. So Kev, looking at you, how is that calculated? How's the levy calculated on an annual basis?
Well, there's two parts to the levy. There's the part which is a risk-based levy, and there's a part which is a scheme-based levy, which is based around the membership of the scheme, and it's pretty much fixed. So then you have the risk-based levy, which is the larger component, and that's determined by both the underfunding risk in the scheme and the insolvency risk within the scheme. So the underfunding risk is essentially the deficit which exists on a prescribed basis. And that's smoothed over a five-year period, so it's an average over a five-year period using those market conditions.
Right.
The underfunding risk also takes into account exactly how the assets may move if there was a shock to market conditions. So market conditions are stressed, and you can see if the deficit would become larger. The insolvency risk is more around an assessment of how likely it is for that the employer may fail over the period. And this is calculated using scores from Experian, for each employer with a DB scheme. So the higher the underfunding and the insolvency risk, the higher the PPF levy will be. Essentially, as Jamie touched on, it's like an insurance premium. There's a sum insured and there's a probability of making that claim.
Right. But there have been some, Jamie, I guess there have been some changes in the last few years which have affected the levy itself and what people have to pay.
So there's been a number of changes over the year, but the largest change came in about October 2014, where the PPF actually changed the methodology for calculating the insolvency scores. So they moved from using the old D&B, Dun & Bradstreet methodology, to a new PPF-specific Experian methodology. So they changed the credit rating advisor. So under that methodology, each employer is allocated to a scorecard, and that will depend on whether you're not-for-profit, relative size of the business. And within each scorecard, there's a number of financial variables, say 5 to 7. And those variables can range from mortgage age, change in turnover, parental strength, level of fixed assets, those type of financial metrics. And basically, each one of those metrics will be given a different weighting for different scorecards, depending on, and that will drive the insolvency rating that you'll get.
Right. Is it possible then to consider, you know, each of these individual variables in detail and understand the insolvency side of the calculation better?
Yes, yeah. That really is the first level of the calculation. It's important to understand how much of the maximum score you can get in each variable. It's possible to consider what would happen if you're able to improve that individual variable and what impact that would have on the insolvency score and then for after the actual PPF levy payment that you'd be due to make. We've seen cases where improvements to the individual variable has reduced the insolvency score by a large degree, and by that I'm talking about millions of pounds. But in other cases, we've seen where it's moved by tens or hundreds of thousands. In all of those cases, it's been material to both the scheme and the employer.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
To make those changes.
Right. What about PPF guarantees then, Kevin? How's that work?
Yeah, I mean, PPF guarantees is where another employer in the group will, with a better insolvency score, will provide a guarantee which is certifiable to the PPF, and then that employer's score can be used in the calculation of most or all of the levy. In order to do that, the trustees need to certify that in the event of insolvency, the entity that's providing the guarantee is able to actually meet that guarantee on insolvency. Or if it's not able to meet that guarantee on insolvency, to certify the level which it could meet on insolvency. So essentially, coming back to this insurance premium, you're reducing the probability that a claim will be made, reducing the risk of insolvency, and therefore there should be some benefit to the levy. You should see a reduced amount payable to the levy.
The PPF encourages it because it mitigates the risk of there being a claim on the PPF. So by an employer putting forward another company to guarantee if the employers go insolvent, it reduces the chance of a claim on the PPF, so therefore you should get a benefit in your PPF levy payment.
Are there any other ways you can reduce the levy?
I mean, if we talk about the other side of the equation, so if we're looking at underfunding risk, which again, coming back to that insurance analogy, is really the sort of premium size. There are many ways to reduce this underfunding risk. Some particular ways, there are deficit reduction contributions where in the calculation of the underfunding risk at any point in time, you can allow for contributions that have been paid by the scheme to reduce the deficit since the last formal assessment was made. You can look at bespoke investment tests where we mentioned earlier that the assets and liabilities can be stressed for changes in market conditions. If the assets are well hedged and they perform well under those stresses, you can get some allowance for that, which can help reduce the levy. You can also get credit for contingent assets or asset-backed funding arrangements. On the subject of asset-backed funding arrangements, they have to go through a process where they're audited so that they're acceptable by the PPF. And we've helped many schemes go through that audit process so that they are able to be allowable by the PPF in the calculations.
Jamie, where do you feel that employers then can actually do something to improve how they deal with the levy throughout the year?
I think the first stage, as we mentioned earlier, is to understand the granular details that make up the levy. And because small changes to these individual variables can drive a big difference in the actual levy payment and the amount that's required to be paid.
Yeah.
We find that many employers consider these variables and the expected PPF levy shortly before March each year. The insolvency score is actually calculated, the final score is calculated in March, but it's actually calculated monthly over the year, and it's an average of those months that gives you your overall score, which ends in March. Therefore, on many occasions, there is little that can be done at the final stage in March. So ideally, we think employers and trustees should be monitoring their insolvency risk and expected levy throughout the year.
Right.
That way that you can consider if there's a change in your levy score or a change in your insolvency score, you can act promptly and proactively and try and improve it as soon as possible or understand exactly what's driving that change, really.
Have you got any examples of either how we've helped or how just doing what you outlined there has helped reduce or better manage their levy payments?
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at the scores over the whole year, and you've got some flexibility in when you can, for example, submit accounting information, you can look at, well, will that submission of the accounting information improve or reduce my insolvency score? What effect will it have on the levy? Now, if it's going to reduce the levy, it's going to improve your monthly score, then you're almost better off providing that information as soon as possible if you have the flexibility to do that. If it's going to increase your levy, then you can look to defer submitting that information for as long as possible, again, if you've got the flexibility to do that.
It's really just finding that optimum submission time for each set of accounts, really.
Right.
Another example is when you're thinking about corporate restructuring, sometimes the levy isn't really in consideration at that point, and you're thinking about the benefits of this corporate restructuring. But actually, if you've not taken into account the levy, an adjustment to the corporate structure, which reduces the insolvency score, could actually end up being less beneficial from making the whole restructuring not very feasible from that perspective.
Okay.
Another recent example was actually in March this year, where we looked at a mortgage that a company had taken out, and the impact on the levy of this was effectively it added 5% onto the 5% interest onto the mortgage, and they would have been much better to fund that through other mechanisms rather than taking out a new mortgage because of the impact on the variables and then resultant insolvency score.
Do we have an overall message to employers and trustees about the levy?
Overall, I'd say it's really about being proactive and understanding throughout the year the likely levy that you think you're going to have and taking actions when it might change.
I mean, many employers or trustees as well, they look to get an estimate of their expected PPF levy late on in the year and they pay for that estimate, but really monitoring it throughout the year, there's little additional cost in doing so, and you get all the benefits of this, you know, acting beforehand, acting before you submit the accounting information, or if there is a change in your insolvency score for whatever reason, it can be investigated quickly at that time rather than waiting till the end of the year when, you know, to be quite honest, there's little that can be done to improve past insolvency scores that have, you know, already occurred throughout the years.
Thank you, both of you, thank you very much. As usual, you can find out all the information you'll need on this subject, including a transcript of our podcast, on our web pages at www.grantthornton.co.uk/pensionsadvisory.